Hi, it's The Good Stuff, that's right. And we're going to kick it off by starting to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. It's located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. All aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News, that's TSLN.com to subscribe and get your copy coming weekly soon.
And don't forget, visitvalentine.com is a website where you can go to find out more about what's offered here in Cherry County. Over 300 motel rooms, several Airbnbs, and of course, a lot of camping spots as well. Merritt Reservoir, the Niobrara River, and a lot more of private campgrounds right around the area. So bring your crew with you. Spend a little time, whether it's this fall, this winter, or maybe planning next year's family memories. Go down the scenic Niobrara River, and you can find out more at visitvalentine.com. Today on The Good Stuff, something called Grandpa from John Fisker Larson. A small stream meanders through the canyon a few miles above Rough Lock Falls. It's difficult to access. High bushes, other brush, and undergrowth tangle the banks. On summer afternoons, my family would pack a picnic and we'd head up there. Grandpa and I would use either cane poles or long fly rods to reach over the brush, drop a grasshopper on the water, then walk along the bank a ways, letting the bait drift until a hungry brook trout would snatch it up. Good times. On the way back, we'd stop at the falls for a bit. Then we'd head home. One summer afternoon when I was 9 or 10, Grandma, Mom, and my brother Dave went to see the falls, but Grandpa took me off to a grove of trees. A disclaimer here. I've Googled this dozens of times and had it explained to me hundreds of times, yet when I pressed, I can only state with certainty that a particular tree is either a birch or an aspen. White bark, black markings, it's either a birch or an aspen. That's as close as I can get. I trust it's not a mortal failing. Anyway, back to the story. Grandpa took me to a birch, probably tree, and explained that the black marks were scars, places where the bark had been bruised or cut. Then he took out his pocket knife and gently, barely cut the bark and putting my initials on it. When finished, you couldn't see that the bark had even been touched, but he assured me that it would scar over in a year or two and my initials would stand out blackly against the white bark. Over the years, I could see that and think of him long after he was gone. I've revisited that tree 3 times. Once in high school, and yes, my initials stood out plainly. I told Grandpa about that. He seemed pleased that I remember him. I went back in 1985, shortly after his funeral, and I cried. And I went back yesterday, 28 years after the last visit. It's a lot harder to make out now. The tree is larger. The initials have faded and stretched, and missing bark has taken the bottom hook from the J. But it's still there, and yes, I thought about Grandpa. From John Fisker Larson on his Facebook page called Grandpa.
Oh, that's good. How's this? Jerry says, why do you have a piece of cord tied around your finger? And Joe responds, my wife put it there to remind me to mail her letter. So, did you mail it? No, she forgot to give it to me.
Ooh, touche.
Yeah. Few delights can equal the mere presence of one whom we trust utterly. George MacDonald said that.
Oh, me? Okay.
Yeah, you're up. Do you have something of wise
really.
Or good or happy?
Well, guy goes to the doctor. The doctor gave the man 6 months to live, and the man couldn't pay his bill, so the doctor gave him another 6 months.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Doctor says, you'll live to be 60. The patient says, I am 60. The doctor says, see, what did I tell you?
Oh, has to be right.
Yes.
One of the most glorious messes in the world is the mess created in the living room on Christmas Day. Don't clean it up too quickly.
True.
Andy Rooney said that.
Not surprising at all.
At all. It is in the character of very few men to honor without envy a friend who has prospered.
Well, good. If you have something they want to share on The Good Stuff, pretty easy to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. One day we might be able to feature it on some of these great radio stations like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400 AM.
A shout out goes to everybody listening in Baker, Montana, 960 KFLN AM, and Miles City, Montana, KMTA 1050 AM, KYUS 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to all the stations that carry The Good Stuff.